I've got information, man. New shit has come to light.
Thanks for joining us. We're glad you're okay. What was your reaction to finding out that these extremists allegedly wanted to behead you?
My reaction was it was chilling. Not surprising, because this is what happens when you violate the blasphemy laws under the Sharia. You will be targeted. And so I'm not surprised, but one thing is clear. ISIS is here. Islamic terrorism is here.
We are here, hashtag America, near our hashtag target, soon.
That was painfully obvious in the wake of the Garland Jihad shooting, and a lot of positive developments came out of that shooting. First, that they drove 1,000 miles to Garland. Thank God they picked Garland, and they didn't pick a softer target. Clearly, my events, which I've had security at for the past 10 years because I've studied the jihadic doctrine and I understand the enemy, but if they went to a mall, there's no telling how many people were killed. Plus, they gleaned an enormous amount of intel off the computers of those jihadists, and they upped the surveillance on high-profile suspects, perhaps even Boston.
Pamela,
I want to thank the Boston Police Department. They did a superb, superb job.
What did they tell you exactly when it came to how much you were a target?
I had heard from CNN initially, and then upon their request, multiple agencies, we had a meeting, but I'm clearly not at liberty to discuss what was said.
Okay, fair enough. Pamela, are you afraid for your life?
Of course, there's an element of fear. I would be silly to say that it's not fearful, but to me, it's scarier, Jake, to do nothing, because complying with the Sharia leads to more demands for Sharia compliance. And while it is very scary that an innocuous and clever cartoon would cause or warrant me to get my head chopped off,
and her head is gone,
this is the state of freedom of speech in this country in 2015, and that I would be the object of attacks across the board, not you specifically, but instead of the jihadists being the focus of the media, instead of the mosque, the same mosque as the Boston Tsarnaev, the bombers, the marathon bombers, the same mosque is Anwar al-Awlaki. And here we have one of the jihadists who was a security guard at the Islamic Society of Boston. I don't understand why the focus is on my work in defense of freedom. But again, this is why we're so far down the rabbit hole.